Okay.
All right, Ms. Tracy, gave rather fiery and passionate speech today. What is the state of the Marion County Democratic Party?
State of Marion County Democratic Party is wonderful. I mean, when we can go ahead in Marion County, which used to be the bastion of Republican support in Indiana, and carry a Democrat for a president by 107,000 votes, and we have 56,000 more people pulling the Democrat straight party lever than the Republican lever, we have to be in pretty good shape.
You talked about some key races coming up in 2010, the mayor's prosecutor, sheriff. This will be the first election in about three cycles that there hasn't been a big issue on the ballot. In 2006, you could say it was a referendum on George W. Bush, 2007, Bart Peterson, 2008, Barack Obama. In 2010, what do you see happen?
Well, the issue may be Mayor Ballard. I mean, he may be the issue that's out there, but we'll have to see how things are developing. But right now, all people have to do is drive around town and count potholes, and they can just see, you know, when their hubcaps are popping off and their axles are breaking, they can see what their own issues are. But there's a ton of things that we'll be developing, and the first thing we have to do really is be working to make sure that we have the proper candidates, and we have good candidates not only for 2010, but then in 2011 for mayor.
Andre Carson gave an impassioned speech calling for party unity. Any divisions out there? I know sometimes when people aren't in the majority in the county or it's evenly split, people kind of fight for who's in charge. You get differences.
Well, the Marion County Democrat Party has every county office is a Democrat in Marion County, except for mayor, prosecutor, and three of the four at large. Every other office holder in Marion County is a Democrat on a countywide basis. And I think as we get down this road, you know, I think we have to take a little bit of a lesson from what happened last year in our primary and try to see if we can do something better and set up a better process or procedure to try to, especially in the mayor's race, eliminate the acrimony and see if there's a way to get this thing and we get everybody unified. That's part of my challenge as chairman.
When you look at the last election, Barack Obama won clearly 100-something thousand votes. Ms. Daniels also won by about 60,000 votes. Does that tell you that Marion County is competitive and it's more candidates than party, or what does that tell you?
The baseline, though, is, as I said, there's only three races, three offices out of the entire Marion County out of about 20 races that we don't have. So it is a Democrat county, and probably not the 60-40 by which we won everything, but I think it's probably safely a 52-54% Democrat county. And we should probably win most of the down-ballot races. But I think clearly, you know, and we have to be honest, the mayor, prosecutor, and sheriff historically are going to be competitive races. You know, that's just the nature of the importance of those particular races to everybody. So I think those races will be continued to be competitive. But if we get a quality candidate and raise the money, we're going to win those.
Final question for you. Renominated as chairman, what are your priorities?
Secure good candidates for 2010 right now. My focus needs to be on 10, not 11. So what we have to be doing is going out and recruiting candidates right now. So Monday, that's what I get back on.
All right. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much.
Thank you.